This program was produced by and first broadcast on Community Radio Hamilton, a volunteer-based community access station. For more information, go to www.communityradio.co.nz.
Hello and welcome to Community Radio Hamilton, Food for Thought, 106.7 FM, 1206 AM, online at communityradio.co.nz, or via iTunes and other podcast hosts. Check out fftradio.wordpress.com for more information on what the show is all about. Today on the show, I'm going to start off by talking about how two, quote, animal rights groups are in reality, they're animal welfare groups, but they label themselves animal rights groups anyway. PETA and HSUS, they've just bought stock, once again, in animal exploiting companies. And I'm going to be explaining that a bit more and a little bit about how flawed that is and how flawed basically the general concept of animal welfare as opposed to animal rights is. And after that, I'm going to be talking a little bit about abortion in relation to animal rights, because a lot of people come up to animal rights advocates and say, isn't it hypocritical of you, for example, to be pro-choice or to be pro-life? You know, if they might say that it's hypocritical to be pro-choice because if vegans are against killing animals, we must be against killing fetuses, and or they might argue the other way and say, that it's hypocritical to be pro-life because if we take animal rights seriously, then we must also take a woman's right to a reproductive system seriously. And basically, it provides the dilemma of abortion provides a very complicated rights conflict, and it's a little bit unclear as to how to resolve that, and even if the fetus is actually a right holder. But more on that after the break. I'm also going to be reading out some announcements to do with veganism, and I'm going to be finishing off the show with a basic recipe for vegan mints. But before we get into any of that, here's a little bit of NoFX, whose vocalist, Fat Mike, is vegan.
I never thought about the universe, it made me feel small. Never thought about the problems of this planet at all. Global woman, radioactive sites, imperialistic wrongs, and animal rights. No! Why think all the bad things when life is so good? Why up with an M when there's always a could? Let the whales worry about the poisons in the sea. Outside of California, it's foreign policy. I don't want changes, I've no reactions. Your dilemmas are my distractions. That's the way to go, Franco, un-American. No way to go, Franco, un-American. No way to go, Franco, un-American. No way to go, Franco, Franco, un-American. No way to go, Franco, un-American.
American. Where can we go, Franco, an American? I want a more voice than be a Canadian. Or hang down low with a nice Australian. I don't want to be another I don't care again. What are we gonna do, Franco, Franco, an American?
That was Franco, an American by NoFX, and you were tuned in to Community Radio Hamilton, Food for Thought, 106.7 FM, 1206 AM, online at communityradio.co.nz, or via iTunes and other podcast hosts. Now I'm going to be talking about two groups that call themselves animal rights, PETA and HSUS, who have just brought stock in Domino's Pizza and Papa John's Pizza, two pizza companies that make all of their profits out of products that involve the exploitation and the killing of non-human animals. These groups claim that by being a shareholder and by owning enough stock, they will have a vote at shareholder meetings so that they can increase welfare standards. Now, this is nothing new for PETA. In 2003, they did the same thing with Tyson, the world's second biggest animal flesh company. Now, they've brought stock in these companies and are now, in effect, going to be profiting from these companies who exploit animals. As well as profiting from that, the thing that they say that they're trying to do is to sort of get that vote there in shareholders' meetings and things. However, the question is, what are they actually going to be voting for? They're definitely not going to be convincing them to stop exploiting animals, which is the one thing that they should be doing, that all animal rights advocates should be doing, encouraging people to stop exploiting animals. But not even that, they're not even going to go for any sort of half-assed measures like more vegan options or using less animal products in total. No, there's going to be nothing like that. All they're concerned with is the use of gestation crates or sow stalls. So basically, now they are profiting from animal exploitation just so that they can phase out gestation crates and instead move the pigs to group pens, which is basically exactly the same thing, except instead of one pig in a small cage, you've got lots of pigs in a slightly bigger cage. Still just as crowded, still just as cruel, they're still property, they're still going to be killed. However, now the company's going to earn a lot more money because they have PETA and HSUS's stamp of approval on their product. Now, as I said before, they've been doing this sort of thing since 2003, and they've never got more than 3% of shareholder votes. They have never met in the last 7 years, even for these tiny welfare standards that they're promoting that really make no difference to the animals, they haven't even got support from shareholders. On the other hand, I'm sure that they have made plenty of money off owning stock in companies that exploit animals. Now, how is it that a group that calls themselves Animal Rights is profiting from animal slaughter and they aren't even promoting veganism or anything like that at their shareholders' meeting? Instead, they're promoting meaningless welfare reforms. Can you imagine the media outrage if a group like, Amnesty International or something, brought stock in a company that sold human slaves? No human rights group would do something like that and stoop that low just to earn a little bit more money. And no animal rights group should do that. And if they are going to do that, then they certainly shouldn't call themselves animal rights. Now, I do love pizza, but my pizza doesn't have to be made with murdered animals and their secretions. It's made with vegan ingredients like soy cheese, TVP, vegetables, falafel, nuts, and much more. Not one animal has to be killed so that we can eat a piece of pizza. That is the sort of pizza that animal rights groups should be promoting. Not pizza that's made with the flesh of pigs who in the end are still factory farmed, but just because they're not living in gestation crates doesn't mean that they're not going to be factory farmed. They're still going to live horrible lives, and in the end they'll still be murdered, and they'll still be treated as nothing more than economic commodities and nothing more than property. That is the last thing that we need animal rights advocates and vegans doing. We need to have much more focus on creative, non-violent vegan education, because that is what's truly going to make a difference for non-human animals. And that's how our movement is going to progress forwards. Not by promoting welfare reforms or buying stock in companies that harm animals. Now I'm going to be playing a little bit of the International Noise Conspiracy, whose vocalist Dennis is vegan. Right after that, I'm going to be talking about the relationships between abortion and animal rights. Basically just answering the questions, you know, isn't it hypocritical for a vegan to take X stance on abortion? More on that after this song by the International Noise Conspiracy.
Get the inside word on the Saturday edition of the Waikato Times with the team from Community Focus every Saturday at 9:40 a.m. Then pick up your copy for the Waikato's best weekend read, now featuring Community Radio Hamilton's weekly program schedule. The Waikato Times, as Waikato as it gets.
That was Bigger Cages, Longer Chains by the International Noise Conspiracy, and you're tuned in to Community Radio Hamilton, Food for Thought, 106.7 FM, 1206 AM, communityradio.co.nz, or via iTunes and other podcast hosts. For more information, check out fftradio.wordpress.com. Now I'm going to be answering a frequently asked question that a lot of non-vegans ask animal rights advocates to sort of prove them wrong and prove that they're hypocrites. They say, isn't it hypocritical of vegans to be pro-choice or pro-life, depending on what their position is? Some people argue that if vegans are against killing animals, then we must also be against killing fetuses. And some people argue that if we take animal rights seriously, we must also take a woman's right to her reproductive system seriously. And rather than this being an attempt to create serious discussion, it is usually just an attempt to show that vegans are hypocrites and to justify non-veganism. However, neither way is hypocritical, and both can work with animal rights. There are pro-choice and pro-life vegans for two main reasons. Sentience, and whether or not fetuses actually are right holders, and if they are right holders, which right is more important, a woman's right to her reproductive system or a fetus's right to life. Now, animal rights is based solely on sentience, basically. In order to have rights, a right is just a way that we protect an interest. And the only beings that can possibly have interests are sentient beings. So any being that is sentient has rights. And if a being is proved not to be sentient, then that being does not and cannot have rights because they don't have any interests that a right would protect. So if fetuses are to be right holders, then they have to be sentient. Now, it is very hard to say for sure whether or not fetuses are actually sentient. It's likely that at the start of a pregnancy, they're certainly not sentient, and near the end, they almost certainly are. However, the stage at which they become sentient is very blurry, and indeed, if they actually do become sentient at all until they're born. Now, we know that things like brains start to form, but we don't know when they form, and we don't know fully how they work and how they develop and all that kind of stuff that gives us important information about whether or not fetuses are sentient. So surely no one can say with certainty that a fetus at any stage is sentient or how sentient a fetus is at any stage. However, we can say with certainty that cows, pigs, chickens, fish and the other animals that we explore every day are certainly sentient. That is not just an opinion, that is a fact. If we look at those animals' behaviour, if we have a look at their biology and the way that their brains work, you know, extensive scientific research has shown that they are sentient. However, there isn't that same sort of scientific research to prove that fetuses are or aren't sentient. However, for a second, let's assume that fetuses are definitely sentient. In this situation, we would have a very unique rights conflict. The fetus's right to life versus a female's right to bodily integrity and her reproductive system. Now, this is an extremely difficult conflict to negotiate, and it's not always clear which right needs more protecting. However, we do not have that same complex right conflict with things like meat, dairy, and eggs. It's simply a right to life of the animal versus a trivial want for a certain taste. So basically, whether or not vegans are pro-life or pro-choice will depend on sentience, on whether or not fetuses are sentient, and if they are sentient, how it's best to negotiate such a complex right conflict. Because abortion presents a right conflict that is so complicated and unique, it doesn't appear anywhere else in nature where you have one right holder or potential right holder living inside the body of another right holder. Now, whatever position you take on that, you have to agree that abortion is a complex issue, and veganism is not a complex issue. It's very simple. Animals are sentient and have an interest in their life. They have a right to their life, and our only justification for violating that right is because we like how they taste or how their products feel. That is not a valid reason, and it's not complicated at all. So saying that vegans are hypocrites because they take a certain position on abortion is really no different to saying that people who are opposed to slavery, murder, or rape are hypocrites because they take a certain position on abortion. So whatever position you take on abortion, just be vegan anyway, because veganism can be compatible with both of those issues. Abortion is complex, whereas veganism is not complex at all. It's a simple matter of choosing a right to life over top of trivial wants and desires. After the break, I'm going to be reading out some vegan announcements, but before I get into that, here's a little bit of Rise Against, and 2 out of 4 of their band members are vegan. This is from their album Appeal to Reason.
Be more and do more at the University of Waikato.
When I left school, I moved furniture and I thought, I'd rather get a degree.
I like the flexibility, the way you can combine the courses.
Waikato's got heaps of scholarships, including Sir Edmund Hillary ones. They're unique to this uni.
So I've combined my courses with skiing and surfing.
I'm more than happy that I never have to move a piano again.
For all this and more, enrol at the University of Waikato. Call 0800 Waikato or go online, waikato.ac.nz.
That was Whereabouts Unknown by Rise Against from their album Appeal to Reason, and you are tuned in to Community Radio Hamilton, Food for Thought. Check out fftradio.wordpress.com for more information on what the show's all about. Now I'm going to be reading out a recipe for a very basic vegan mince. For this recipe, you will need 1.5 cups of water, a cup of TVP, or texturized vegetable protein, a teaspoon of sugar, 2 tablespoons of soy sauce, and 2 tablespoons of oil. Start off by soaking the TVP in hot water until it becomes soft. This will probably take about 10 or 20 minutes. Then drain the water out and squeeze it until it's as dry as possible. Heat the oil in a frying pan, then put in the TVP and fry it until it turns brown. Remove the TVP from the frying pan and put some oil and sauce in the soy sauce in the frying pan. Once you've done that, put the TVP back in, stir it around a bit and fry it. Then add in some water and leave it in a slow cooker for a while. After that, it should be ready to serve. You can eat it just by itself or with nachos and tacos or whatever else you would use actual mince in, except this mince is obviously made without killing an animal. Also, I've got 2 quick updates. First of all, Abolitionist Approach Commentary, run by Gary Francione. He's just released a new podcast where him, Ronnie Lee, and Roger Yates debate the use of illegal direct action and whether or not we should use violence in the animal rights movement. Gary, obviously, arguing for non-violence. Roger Yates arguing for non... all of them support creative, non-violent vegan education as their main source of activism, but Ronnie Lee and Roger Yates have some slightly different views on possibly in the future and some small, not necessarily violent, but illegal actions. So it's a very interesting podcast, and whatever your view is on it, it would be really good to listen to, just to get sort of all sides of it. You can listen to that at abolitionistapproach.com, or you can search for it on iTunes. I'll also have a link to the show in my show notes at fftradio.wordpress.com. Also, the local vegan metalcore band Antagonist AD is currently looking for a new guitarist, a vegan guitarist. This guitarist must be able to shred and wail slash scream a little bit. They must be knowledgeable and have their own gear. They must be able to tour wherever and whenever. And preferably they'd be based in New Zealand, but it could also work if you're based in Australia. So if you're interested in playing guitar for Antagonist AD, or you know someone who might be interested, then go to myspace.com/antagonistad and send the band a message.
For more episodes of this Community Access Radio show, visit www.communityradio.co.nz.
Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this program available through funding the Access Internet Radio Project. Cheers, New Zealand On Air.